姐妹朋友平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace with you.
很多人刚认识我们教会的时候都会问一个问题。
Many people, once they knew our church, they would ask a question.
为什么你们教会叫做家庭教会？
Why is your family called family church?
有些人以为家庭教会就是在家庭里面聚会的叫做家庭教会。
Now, a lot of people think family church, is the ones that we gather and worship at home.
但是你们今天来这边看，你就知道什么样叫做家庭教会。
But now if you come to church, you'll see what is family church.
今天的聚会的是，这个别出心裁的哈。
Today's, gathering is very special.
一般我们聚会的时候，我们唱诗、听讲道，然后呢，祷告，然后就聚会结束。
Usually our worship goes with, hymn and prayer and sermon.
然后呢，绝大部分呢，就是坐在那边听。
Now, then most of the time, we just sit back and listen.
然后呢，坐在那边享受。
And we sit back and enjoy.
但是你看，今天是整个教会像家庭一样的，是主的家庭，在他的面前献上我们的敬拜。
But today, our church actually really likes, is like a family, and we participate. Each of us participate and we worship together, just as a Lord's family.
有年轻的。
There are young ones.
有成熟的。
They're advanced aged, more matured. more matured.
我们有讲英文的，我们有讲中文的。
There are English speakers and Chinese speakers too.
反映出来的就是我们这个教会真的就是感谢主是一个神的家。
But overall, yeah, this really reflects that.Our church is in God's family.
So today, 每个人都是参与的，在这个敬拜当中。
Today, each of us participate the worship together.
那为什么今天有这么特别的一个聚会的呈现呢？
But why today we have such a special program?
因为是圣诞。
Because it's Christmas.
你知道在圣经里面有一段我们非常的熟悉，刚刚John 也带着我们读过了，是带来我们。心里面非常的喜悦和愉快的一段经文。
You know, there's a Bible verse that Brother John has also mentioned earlier that which will bring us a lot of joy.
是在路加福音第二章第十到第十四节。
It's from Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 14.
你可以在荧幕上面看到，或你们有圣经也可以翻开我们。
You will see it on the screen, or you can open your Bible.
天使说：“不要怕。”看啊，我报给你们大喜的信息是关于万民的。今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要找到一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使一起赞美，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in the manger.And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
今天早晨我想要跟各位我们一起在神的面前敬拜。
I want to worship together with all of you this morning.
在这个圣诞的早晨的主日聚会，我们一起来敬拜神在他的话语里面所带给我们的盼望。
This day on Christmas Day, we worship together, and we worship together and we listen to God's promise in His words.
然后我们的重点就是在第十四节，在至高之处荣耀归于神，而在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And the focus is from verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
圣诞的故事是一个真实的故事。
Christmas story is a real story.
这是一个在人类的历史当中曾经发生过的一件真实的事件。
This is a real occurrence in human history.
因为它的真实，所以它才能够带给你我一个真正的盼望。
Because of its because of its reality, and it has brought us peace and hope.
你看，当天使来到这个世上，然后在宣告主耶稣基督降生的时候。
When the angel came to the world and proclaiming the birth of Jesus Christ.
他说，今天为你们而生。
He said, "For unto you is born this day."
那是发生在历史当中的一天。
That day has already occurred in the history. One day.
这不是一个传说。
This is not a legend.
这不是一个编出来的故事。
This is not man-made story.
在第二章的第一节里面，我们看见他在圣经里面描述说这个耶稣基督的出生。
From chapter 2, verse 1, about Jesus' birth.
他出生的那一天。
The day he was born.
是奥古士都做凯撒王，是居里纽做叙利亚总督的时候所发生的。
The day was when Caesar Augustus was the emperor of Rome, and Quirinius was governor of Syria.
那一天是神在永恒当中，在创造宇宙万物之前就已经先安排好了的。
It was a day that has planned in eternity before the creation of this world and this universe.
在神对我们无限的爱和无限的怜悯当中。
It's in His infinite love and mercy for us.
他已经预先为我们预备了这个非常美妙、非常奇妙、一个最荣耀的一天。
He has already prepared this wonderful, this magnificent day for us.
就是在人类历史当中最荣耀的一天。
That's the most glorious day for human history.
主耶稣降生的那一天是为他而设立的。
That day Jesus was born was made for him.
很奇妙的，神的儿子降生到这个世界上。
It's so amazing that God's son was born to this world.
他是和平之君。
He is the prince of peace.
他是那位能够拯救世人的罪的。神的儿子。
He's the one who can save us from the sin.
然后呢，那天他就显现了。
So that day he appeared.
加拉太书第四章第四节说，时候满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子，是为女子所生的。
Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman.
所以我们看见，那是在人类历史当中那一天所发生的事。
So that we see what happened on that day in the history.
是完美的一天。
It's a perfect day.
是时候满足的一天。
It's the fullness of the time.
在神完美的安排之下，他设立了这一天。
And God has made this day under His perfect plan.
在宇宙万物被创造之前，神就已经预备好了这一天。
Before the creation of the universe, God has already planned this day.
神说这一天是为你们而生了主基督。
God says, for unto you is born this day.
主耶稣基督降生是在一个真实的城市里面。
Jesus Christ was born in a real city.
天使在报喜信的时候，他说是在大卫的城里。
When the angel proclaimed the good news, and he said, "In the city of David."
这不是一个天方夜谭。
This is not a fairy tale.
这不是一个童话故事。
This is not a, not a once upon time.
这也不是一个科幻小说。
This is also not in a galaxy far away.
这发生在一个城市里。
It happened in a city.
这个城市离洛杉矶是7500英里左右。
This city is 7500 miles from Los Angeles.
这个城市今天仍然是存在的。
This city still is present in this day.
这个城叫做伯利恒。
This city is called Bethlehem.
伯利恒离耶路撒冷大概6英里。
Bethlehem is approximately 6 miles from Jerusalem.
这是发生在一个真实的城市当中的一件事。
This is a real story happened in a real city.
在人类历史当中的那一天。
That day in human history.
主耶稣基督神的儿子降生在这个世上。
Jesus Christ, the Son of our God, was born in that city.
天使说，为你们而生的这一位是救主。
The angel says, for unto you is born this day is the Savior.
这位出生的婴孩是救主。
This newborn baby is the Savior.
也是我们生命的主。
He is also the Lord our life.
是救主，因为只要是向神犯了罪的人都需要得到拯救。
As a savior, as we know that as long as we sin against God, we need a savior.
每一个人都是对神犯罪的。
We know each of us has sinned against God.
在马太福音一章二十一节，当天使对约瑟讲到耶稣基督会出生的时候，他说你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要把自己的子民从罪恶当中拯救出来。
Matthew 1:21, the angel said to Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
只有神能够将人从罪中拯救出来。
Only God can save us, the human beings, from the sin.
因为只有神能够赦免人的罪。
Because only God can forgive the sin, the human sin.
这就是为什么耶稣是神的儿子，而神的儿子必须要被差遣到这个世上而来。
That's also why Jesus is Son of God, and why Jesus has to be sent to this world.
这就也就是为什么以赛亚在预言的时候，他说有一位婴孩为你们而生，有一位儿子是赐予你们的。
That's why Isaiah says, "For us to a child is born, and a son is given to you."
神的儿子是神赐给我们的。
And God's son.Is the one that he gave to us.
神成为人的样式。
God took mankind appearance.
来到这个世上。
He came to this world.
为着就是要能够为你我付上罪的代价。
Was to pay the price for our sin.
使我们能够从罪恶和死亡当中被拯救出来。
So we can be saved from sin and death.
然后他能够将他复活的生命，那永恒的生命能够赐给我们。
So that he can give us the resurrected life and the eternal life.
他不但是那位拯救我们的。
He not only is the one who saves us.
他是主。
He's the Lord.
他是统治万有的。
He's the ruler of all.
他是掌权的。
He's the sovereign.
他是全能的神。
He's the mighty God.
他是永在的父。
He's the everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
He's the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace.
他是宇宙万物的主宰。
He's the Lord of the universe.
以赛亚书九章六到七节，神预言说，因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们。政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名必称为奇妙的策士、全能的神、永恒的父 和平的君，他的政权与平安必无穷无尽的增加。
Isaiah chapter 9, 6 to 7 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end.
圣经里面没有提到耶稣基督是在哪一天生的。
Bible didn't mention which day Jesus will be born.
是12月25号吗？
Is it December 25th?
不知道。
We don't know.
但是肯定呢，是在12月左右的这个冬季的时候他出生的。
But we know it's around December in the winter time.
我们今天定了十二，在美国定了12月25号成为纪念主耶稣基督降生的一天。
Nowadays, we dedicate December 25th as the day we remember Jesus Christ's birth.
这不是一个神话故事。
This is not a fairy tale story.
这是一个在历史当中发生过的。
This really happened in the human history.
神的儿子出生。
God's son was born.
圣诞是发生了。
Christmas happened.
万王之王，万主之主。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
神的儿子。
God's son.
是我们亲爱的主，是我们的救主，他出生了。
He is our dear Lord. He's our dear Savior. He was born.
我们知道这是真实的。
We know this is real.
这是有历史性的。
This is historical.
是影响着这个全世界的。
This has a huge impact on the entire world.
他是救主，因为只有他能够除去我们的罪。
He's the Savior because only Him can cleanse our sin.
他是主，因为他已经向仇敌宣告了胜利。
He's the Lord because He has already defeated all our enemies.
他能够使我们在我们的生活当中得到平安，得到保护。
He's the one who can make us safe and our life to be protected.
是他能够使我们在永生当中能够得到完全的满足。
He's the one that we will be completely satisfied in the eternity.In the eternal life.
所以今天早晨，我与各位，我们在这圣诞的早晨，我们要来敬拜我们的救主。
So today, I want to worship with each of you in this Christmas morning, and to worship this Savior.
耶稣。
Jesus.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of our life.
他曾经出生。
He was born.
在大卫的城里。
In the city of David.
为的是要能够将我们从罪中拯救出来。
Was to save us from our sin.
然后能够将生命赐给我们。
So that he can give us life.
不只是有气息的生命，是一个丰盛的生命。
Not only just a life with breath, but also abundant life.
天使说我要报给你们是一个大喜的信息。
The angel says, I will give you the great news.
不是只是一个信息，是一个大喜的信息。
It's not just a news, but it's a great news.
为什么这个信息是大喜的信息呢？
Why is this news a great news and with great joy?
当这个天使来到牧羊人当中说我要给你们报信的时候，
When the angel came to the shepherds and told them I have a news to announce to you.
只有一个天使在报信。
There was only one angel came to announce the news.
这个信息就是今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主是基督。
The news was today in the city of David, there was a savior born to you.
然后他跟他们说，你们要看，你们要找看到一个婴孩包在包裹着，然后在马槽里面，这个就是记号。
Then he told them, look, there was a baby born in the manger, and will be clothed in the swaddling cloth.
那这就是他,
this is the mark.
但是当他报完信息之后,
after he announced the news,
忽然有一大队的天兵，一大队的天使，跟着这个天使一起赞美。
After he announced the news, all of a sudden there are an army of angels together with this angel.
你看，报信只要一个天使。
To announce the news, there only needs one angel.
但是因为这个喜信的反应，却是一整队的天兵天将和天使一起在神的面前要赞美。
But to respond to this great news, it took an entire army of angels to do that.
因为这个信息是美好无比的。
Because this news is such a beautiful news.
因为这个信息是尊贵的。
This news is such a precious news.
因为这个信息是荣耀的。
This news is such a glorious news.
而且这个信息所带来的是神对人的拯救，是神在创造人的心意当中最崇高的一个呈现。
Now this news brought the will of God. The will of God and to save the human being.
To its full completion. So this is 最荣耀最崇高的信息.
So this is the most glorious news.
那么这一群 天使天兵怎么样一起赞美神？他们就说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。Now,
how did this entire army of angels worship God? They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased."
这是带给我们喜乐的一个赞美。This
is a praise that brought us joy.
因为在神完美的时候满足之时
when it's the perfect fullness of time,
在神已经预言的这个城市当中,
the city that God has prophesied,
救主诞生了,
the Savior was born.
一个天使报告这个信息,
one angel announced the news.
但是这个信息是影响全人类，是影响着神的美好的创造的心意，是一整群的天使要回应的。But
this news is for the whole entire human being and to reflect the heart of God's will for the human being. So the entire army of the angels will rejoice.
你知道圣诞的奇妙?
Do you know the wonder of Christmas?
就是看见荣耀升上归于神。
Is that glory goes up to God.
然后呢, 平安就降下赐给人。
Then peace comes down to human being.
圣诞的奇妙和它的意义 就是荣耀要升上归于神，然后平安就降下赐予人。The
wonder and the meaning of Christmas is that glory goes up to the Lord and peace comes down to us.
这一位婴孩来到世上,
this baby came to the world.
他不是普通的婴孩。
He is not just an ordinary baby.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
创造宇宙万物的神。
And the creator, the God is the creator of the universe.
永恒永在的神。
Everlasting God.
And eternal God. 不受时间控制限制的神。
He is not limited by time and space.
全能全在全知的神。
He is the Almighty, Omnipotent God.
圣洁公义, 蛮有丰富怜悯的神。
He's the holy and righteous and full of mercy.
怎么会竟然成为一个人的样式?
How can he be a mankind?
主耶稣基督的出生反映出是神完美的荣耀。
The birth of Jesus Christ reflects the perfect appearance of God.
天上的荣耀降到世上。
The glory, the heavenly glory comes down to the world.
在至高之处，在天上最高的地方，荣耀都要归于神。
In the highest of heaven, glory to the God.
神的荣耀是要在他的创造当中彰显出来的。
The glory of God is to be manifested in His creation.
因为神是唯一配得荣耀的神。
Because He is the only one who is worthy of the glory.
当这位婴孩来到世上的时候，他就是神赐给人平安的唯一管道。
When the baby came to this world,He is the only channel that God can give us the peace.
今天世人最盼望的就是平安。
Now, nowadays, what we desire most is peace.
不但是心中的平安。
Not only the peace in our heart.
人与人之间的平安
，and also peace between people，
更不用讲国与国之间的和平。
How much more about countries to countries？
今天为什么世上就是这么的不安
？Why this world is so unpeaceful？
你有没有想过
？Have you thought about it？
为什么今天世上这么的不平安？
Why there's so many? Why is it so unpeaceful in this world?
我们不用讲国家与国家的战争。
We don't even need to mention about the wars between countries.
我们就讲自己家里面人与家人与家人之间的紧张。
Well, let's just talk about the family members between family members. There are a lot of tensions.
甚至讲到自己内心里面自己与自己的挣扎。
Or inside your heart, how much struggles you have inside your heart.
你知道为什么今天这世上那么没平安
？Do you know why there are so much tribulation in this world？
因为今天的人抢夺了神的荣耀。
Because today nowadays a lot of people who have
because people today steal God's glory。我们要把荣耀归给自己。
We want to take the glory to ourselves.
我们以为把荣耀归给自己会让我们满足。
We think once we take the glory, we will be satisfied.
但是我们结果所经历到的却是我们的不平安。
But by doing that, we experienced, struggling on trouble in our heart.
当人剥夺了神的荣耀，这就是人的一个罪的一个呈现。
When we steal God's glory, this is a sin. This is a manifestation of the sin.
我们心中的空虚，我们以为把荣耀归给自己可以填满，但是我们得到的却是越来越多的不平安。
Because of the emptiness of our hearts.We think as long as we steal God's glory, we would be satisfied. But it's not that.
但是神的心意是要赐给他所爱的人有永远的平安。
But God's heart is to give the ones that He loves the eternal peace.
所以人要看见神的荣耀。
So we ought to see God's glory.
我们要归荣耀与神。
We have to give the glory to God.
那神所赐的平安就来到我们的身上。
Then the peace from God will come to us.
你看到吗？主耶稣基督的降世
，Jesus Christ's birth，
就是神荣耀的彰显。
This is the manifestation of God's glory.
也是神赐给你我平安的一个应许。
That's also the promise that God gives us. God give us for our peace.
这个来到世上的婴孩，他是带给全人类平安的神。
This baby came to the world. He has brought peace to this world.
但是当我们看这段经文的时候，我们突然要看见，就是这个平安虽然是愿意给每一个人的，但是却不是每一个人都能够经历到的。
But when we read this Bible verses, we got to understand that we see the peace, but the peace is given to us, but not everybody will experience this peace.
神说平安是归于他所喜悦的人。
God says the peace is given to whom he is pleased.
平安是给谁啊？
Whom does peace give it to?
是那些神所喜悦的人。
To whom he is pleased.
希伯来书十一章六节说，没有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以虽然神的心意是让人有满足和平安。
So, although God's heart is for us to be full and to be peaceful.
虽然圣诞的应许是让世上有平安。
Although the promise of Christmas is to have peace in this world.
这个孩子现在没平安。
This baby, this child doesn't have peace right now.
他不高兴。
He's not happy.
没关系。
But it's fine.
是自然的啊。
It's natural.
他等一下妈妈喂一下哄一下他就平安了。
When mom comforts him and feed him, he'll have peace.
神说没有信心就不能得到神的喜悦。
God says without faith, you will not be able to please God.
圣诞的应许是给那些神所喜悦的人。
The promise of Christmas is given to those who God is pleased.
对，所以圣诞所带来的平安，今天并不是每一个人都能够经历的。
So the peace that brought by Christmas is not experienced by everybody.
今天的世人可以过圣诞节。
Today this world can have Christmas.
可是他们得不到圣诞的平安。
But they do not have the peace of Christmas.
谁是得到神喜悦的人呢？
Who is the one pleasing God?
就是那些接受基督，信靠他成为救主，让基督成为他们生命主当中的主的人。
These are the people who receive Christ and trust him as a Savior and a Lord.
神的平安是借着基督赐给世人的。
The peace of God's peace is offered to the world in Christ.
但是只有平安之子能够得到神的平安。
But only the sons of peace will receive the peace.
你怎么知道你是不是平安之子呢？
Then how would you know if you are the son of peace?
你怎么知道你能不能够得到神的这个应许呢？
How would you know that you will receive this God's promise?
答案就是只要你愿意欢迎并且接受这位和平之君。
The answer is as long as you're willing and you welcome this Prince of Peace.
只要你愿意接受耶稣基督成为你的救主并且你生命当中的主。
As long as you receive Jesus as his, as your Savior of your life.
神在约翰福音一章十一到十二节里面他说，耶稣来到他自己的地方，自己的人却不接受他，但是凡是接受他的名，他的就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权力，能够成为神的儿女。
God says in John chapter 1:11-12, He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name,He gave the right to become children of God.
然后主耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章二十七节里面，他说，对他的门徒说，对那些跟随他的人，他说，我留下平安给你们，我要把自己的平安赐给你们， 我给你们的不是世界所能给的，你们的心里不要难过，也不要恐惧。
And also in John chapter 14, 27, Jesus said to his disciples, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
神对他的儿女，神对基督徒应许的，就是你只要是接受耶稣，你是跟随耶稣的人，神的应许就是你能够得到的是一个超过人能够了解的平安。
It is to the children of God, the Christians who receive and follow Jesus, that God promised would enjoy peace that surpass all understanding because only Christians have the privilege.
因为只有基督徒有这个特权，能够在任何的环境之下，为任何的事情，能够来到神的面前祈求，并且能够知道神必会垂听我们的祷告，神必会应允我们的祷告。
Because only Christians have the privilege to come to the God, to pray to God in front of Him.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们有平安吗？
Do we have peace?
我们要平安吗？
Do we want peace?
我知道我们要平安。
I know we want peace.
可是我们有没有平安？
But do we have peace?
我们的平安能不能够彰显出来？
Can our peace be manifested?
我跟我的家人当中，我跟我的家人之间，
Among my family members,
有和平吗？
Do we have peace?
我知道我们要。
I know we want peace.
我们在我们的婚姻当中有和平吗？
Do we have peace in our marriage?
我知道我们要和平。
I know we need peace.
我自己的心灵里面，我现在是处于不安和挣扎当中吗？还是我们有平安？
Deep in my heart, am I struggling or do I have peace?
我知道我们要平安。
I know we want peace.
那我们就要耶稣。
Then we need Jesus.
你说我已经有耶稣了。
You will say I've already had Jesus.
你说我已经是基督徒了。
I'm already Christian.
那为什么我还没有平安呢？
Then why I still don't have peace?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在我们的生命当中，
In our life,
在我们的生活里面，
In our daily life,
我们要荣耀耶稣。
We need to glorify God.
我们的思想，我们的行为，
Our mind and our action.
我们所说的话，
What we say.
我们对人的态度，
Our attitudes.
是出于我们自己的肉体呢，还是为了荣耀主耶稣？
Are these all from our flesh, or is it to glorify God?The Lord.
我们的眼目是看在人的身上，看在自己的身上，还是看在主的身上？
Are our eyes focused on our flesh or focused on Jesus Christ?
圣诞的奇妙是我们能够将荣耀归于神，用我们的生命，用我们的生活来荣耀主耶稣。
The wonder of Christ, the wonder of Christmas is to give glory to God and.To use our lives to glorify God.
那神的应许就是平安必降下赐予他喜悦的人。
Then God's promises is peace to be given to the ones whom he is pleased.
我们还没有耶稣的人，赶快接受耶稣。
The one who don't have Jesus yet, we need to hurry up and receive Jesus.
我们那些已经有耶稣的人，
The one who have already had Jesus.
我们要去荣耀耶稣，
We need to go glorify God.
然后让神的平安降到你的生命当中。
So the peace of God will come to your life.
这是今天在圣诞的主日我最大的盼望。
This is my greatest desire for you on this Christmas day.
就是你我作为神的儿女都能够有这个平安。
It is that you and me, you and I, as the children of God, will all have peace.
我们在世人的面前能够让人看见耶稣带来的平安。
So in front of this world, we can allow them to see the peace that Jesus has brought to us.
有一天
One day
当主耶稣基督的国度降临
When the kingdom comes
新天新地
New heaven and new earth
我们知道那一天全世界全宇宙都会充满着神的荣耀和他的平安
We know on that day this whole world and the whole universe will be filled with peace.
但是神的平安不只是一个未来的应许。
But God's peace is not just a promise for the future.
神的平安是今天一切属于他、喜悦他的人都能够经历到的平安。
His promise is everybody who belongs to him, who's pleased in him, will receive his peace.
不但只是得到神的喜悦，而是我们喜悦神。
We not only receive His joy, but also we will please Him.
我们能够经历平安。
We will experience peace.
神所赐的平安不只是没有纷争。
The peace that God give us is not only absent of conflict.
不是。只是没有争斗
or not only the absence of fighting
没有冲突
conflicts
神所赐的平安是让我们能够拥有祥和安定
God's peace is the one that, that will allow us to have joyful harmony
而且是能够有丰富的而且是丰满的爱和关怀和被人接受
And it's the fullness and the richness of love, care, and acceptance with others.
这是真正的平安
This is the true peace.
平安不是只是我们不吵架而已
Peace is not just we don't fight.
平安不是只是我们不打斗
And we don't fight against each other.
真正的平安是我们能够有一个很丰富而且是很满足的人与人之间彼此的爱关怀和接纳是不是
The true peace is the fullness and richness of love and acceptance.
平安归于他所喜悦的人
Peace belongs to the peace among those with whom he is pleased.
神所赐的平安降到世上
God's peace came to this world.
这不是听了这句话，是不是听起来在耳朵上面、耳朵当中，就像是那个悦耳的音符
？Doesn't this sound very pleasing to our ears, just like beautiful music?
这不是让我们听了以后，心里面非常的安详、非常的喜乐的音
曲 ？Don't you feel the harmony and the joy once you hear this.
让我们愿意得到它。
It makes us want to receive it.
让我们接受耶稣。
Let us receive Christ.
让我们欢迎这位带来平安的君王。
Let us welcome this King of peace.
让我们在这个圣诞的季节。
Let us, during this Christmas season,
真正的纪念到庆祝到耶稣的降临。
Truly remember and celebrate his birth.
让我们的心里面喜悦。
Let our hearts to be joyful.
让我们的灵魂欢呼。
Let our soul to be pleased.
让我们听弟兄姐妹们唱诗的时候，跟着他们一起赞美主。
When we listen to brothers and sisters singing, let us sing together with them and praise the Lord together.
我们一起，我们来读十四节。宣告。
Let us read verse 14 together.
不要只读 我们用我们的心灵来宣告。
Not just read, but use your heart to proclaim.
我们敬拜神。
We worship God.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神。在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
He is pleased.
全部都听中的英文的来。
Okay, let's read in English together.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Amen. 我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
你对我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Your love to us is so deep and wide.
主，我们不认识你之前，我们是何等不配的人。
Before we knew you, we were so unworthy.
但是你的爱就在主耶稣基督的身上彰显出来了。
But your love has manifested on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣已经为我们的罪受死。
Jesus has already died for us when we were still a sinner.
在亘古，在创世之前，你就已经预定了为我们安排拯救我们生命的主。
Even before the creation, you have already planned the Savior for us.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你不要我们经历痛苦。
You don't want us to experience trouble or pain.
你不要我们经历罪恶的后果。
You don't want us to experience the consequence of sin.
你不要我们经历死亡。
You don't want us to experience death.
你要我们在这个世上能够得到完美的平安。
You desire us to get the perfect peace on this world.
你要喜悦我们，你也要我们喜悦你。
You want us to have joy, and at the same time, you desire us to please you as well.
在今年的圣诞
，In this Christmas,
主，我们要你的平安。
Lord, we desire your peace.
求主你的平安尽快的充满全世界。
We ask your peace will fill this whole world as soon as possible.
求主你将你的平安赐给我们今天在座的每一位。
We ask, Lord, your peace will be filled with each of us here today.
我们的心灵里面，我们不想要再争斗。
And inside our hearts, we'll no longer be struggling.
在我们的家庭当中，我们不愿意再有争执。
In our family, we no longer want to have problems or trouble.
我们在这个社会，在这个世界上面，不想要再看到战争。
In this society or in this world, we no longer want to see the wars.
愿我们用我们的生命荣耀你。
With our lives, we may glorify you.
将你放在首位。
You are the first.
愿我们经历到的平安成为世人的见证。
May the peace that we experience today be the testimony for this world.
使万民都能够因为认识耶稣而蒙福。
So all the people who come to know you will be blessed.
一切的感恩赞美归于你。
All this glory and praise belong to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.